I've been ordered to take you men with me. I've been told that if you don't come, I can shoot you. Well, you know I won't do that. Not Maine men. I won't shoot any man who doesn't want this fight. Maybe someone else will, but I won't. So that's that. He paused again. There was nothing on their faces to lead him. Here's the situation. I've been ordered to take you along, and that's what I'm going to do. Under guard, if necessary. But you can have your rifles if you want them. The whole Reb army is up the road a ways waiting for us, and this is no time for an argument like this. I tell you this. We sure can use you. We're down below half strength, and we need you, no doubt of that. But whether you fight or not is up to you. Whether you come along, well, you're coming. Tom had come up with Chamberlain's horse. Over the heads of the prisoners, Chamberlain could see the regiment falling into line out in the flaming road. He took a deep breath. Well, I don't want to preach to you. You know who we are and what we're doing here. But if you're going to fight alongside us, there's a few things I want you to know. He bowed his head, not looking at eyes. He folded his hands together. This regiment was formed last fall back in Maine. There were 1,000 of us then. There's not 300 of us now. He glanced up briefly. But what is left is choice. He was embarrassed. He spoke very slowly, staring at the ground. Some of us volunteered to fight for Union. Some came in mainly because we were bored at home and this looked like it might be fun. Some came because we were ashamed not to. Many of us came because it was the right thing to do. All of us have seen men die. Most of us never saw a black man back home. We think on that, too. But freedom is not just a word. He looked up into the sky, over silent faces. This is a different kind of army. If you look at history, you'll see men fight for pay, or women, or some other kind of loot. They fight for land, or because a king makes them, or just because they like killing. But we're here for something new. This hasn't happened much in the history of the world. We're an army going out to set other men free. He bent down, scratched the black dirt into his fingers. He was beginning to warm to it. The words were beginning to flow. No one in front of him was moving. He said, "This is free ground. All the way from here to the Pacific Ocean. No man has to bow. No man born to royalty. Here we judge you by what you do, not by what your father was. Here you can be something. Here's a place to build a home. It isn't the land. There's always more land. It's the idea that we all have value, you and me. We're worth something more than the dirt. I never saw dirt I'd die for. But I'm not asking you to come join us and fight for dirt. What we're all fighting for in the end is each other." Once he started talking, he broke right through the embarrassment, and there was suddenly no longer a barrier there. The words came out of him in a clear river, and he felt himself silent and suspended in the grove, listening to himself speak, carried outside himself, and looking back down on the silent faces and himself speaking. And he felt the power in him. The power of his cause. For an instant, he could see black castles in the air. He could create centuries of screaming, eons of torture. Then he was back in sunlit Pennsylvania. The bugles were blowing, and he was done. He had nothing else to say.